Exclusive poll, supermajority of voters favor candidates who make fighting Alzheimer's a priority. By Sean Moran on May 19, 2026. A supermajority of voters, including those in key swing states, said that they prefer candidates who fight for early diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease by scrapping coverage barriers that limit access to diagnostic tools and treatments. Voters have no patience for government bureaucrats and insurance companies repeatedly delaying, denying, or complicating access to FDA-approved tools that detect Alzheimer's early, when it's most treatable, said Charles Sauer, founder and president of the Market Institute, said in a statement. Candidates can position themselves for success this November by supporting reforms that end Alzheimer's coverage restrictions, let doctors and patients make testing and treatment decisions, and give patients more time and autonomy. The survey, conducted by Fabrizio Ward, one of Trump's main polling firms, found that 79% of registered voters are more likely to back a candidate who prioritizes better access to early Alzheimer's detection, diagnosis, and treatment. This includes 78% of independents. 87% believe that fighting Alzheimer's should be a national priority, including 82% of independents. 89% say that coverage restrictions and delays from Medicare and private insurers block patients from treatments approved by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. Doctors, not insurance companies or Medicare, should decide which Alzheimer's tests and treatments are best for patients. Early diagnosis and treatment of Alzheimer's will not only benefit millions who develop the disease, but it will also save insurers and taxpayers billions of dollars. FW Alzheimer's Voter Survey Memo Draft May 19, 2026 by Breitbart News. 92% of voters back the Alzheimer's Screening and Prevention Act, a bill that would allow Medicare to cover future FDA-cleared blood tests that screen for Alzheimer's treatments. The legislation is also widely popular in the four key swing states of Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. A candidate that backs these reforms would be more likely to earn the vote by a 72-point margin, or 79-7%. If somebody actually said the word Alzheimer's in their platform to get elected, people would notice because it's different, Denise, a Republican voter, said. With the midterms fast approaching, Alzheimer's access can give Republicans a solid health care win. An overwhelmingly popular issue that motivates the base and appeals strongly to swing voters, the polling memo stated. Voters are deeply concerned that insurers and Medicare restrictions are blocking patients from FDA-cleared tests and FDA-approved treatments their doctors recommend, and they largely blame insurer profit motives. That concern translates into near-unanimous support for the ASAP Act. Highlighting Alzheimer's care as a national priority gives candidates a powerful way to show they are fighting for seniors and families. Fabrizio Ward surveyed 1,000 voters nationally, along with 500 voters in the key states of Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. The margin of error for the nationwide polling is 3.1%, while the margin of error for the localized polling is 4.4%. The Market Institute is a nonprofit organization that advocates for free market policies.